answer these questions for you, Mr. B. Johns 27, and also post them later. So I'll explain. I got some additional questionnaire questions from him, about 8 of them about sex, and I told him I would answer them, and so now that I don't have family in my house for the holiday, I am going to do that. So these are going to be sex questions, so I'll just start at number one. Number one is, have you ever filmed yourself with a partner? If so, did you end up watching it again? If not, would you ever consider doing so? I have not done that. I don't know if I would do it. Maybe if I thought I was with somebody I was going to be with forever, I think I'm a bit not trusting enough to just do that and then not be afraid that it would end up in somebody else's hands. So I guess I probably wouldn't do it. If I did do it under some kind of circumstances, I can't imagine I would ever watch it. So that would be that, I guess, for me. Number two is, have you ever mutually masturbated with anyone? I would assume that this is like in person together face to face and not some kind of phone sex thing, because who hasn't done that, right? I have I would say halfway, like we started that mutual masturbation, but it really just ended up us having sex anyway. So, so I guess in that circumstance, that's how that happened. It kind of, we both started masturbating, but we knew we were going to have sex. We ended up having sex anyway. If that is some kind of phone sex thing, then yes, I have many times, whatever. So, okay. Number three, what's the shortest amount of time you've known someone before doing anything sexual with them? A couple of hours. When I was younger, I did sleep with some guys. The first day I met them, I had some one-night stands, so that was then. That's not me now, but when I was younger, I did do that a couple of times. Number four, where's the craziest place you've done anything with someone? I mentioned this in one of my other audios, actually, but I actually gave this guy, who was my fiancé at the time, a blowjob at a bus stop in Las Vegas when we were there visiting. So that's probably the craziest place. It was crazy and exciting. Anyway, number five, would you ever let anyone, man or woman, watch you have sex? Not joining at any point, but watching and maybe playing with themselves, would you watch someone in that same position? I don't know. I haven't been in a situation like that before. The fantasy of having somebody watch seems like something I could get into, but I don't know if I could follow through with that on a real level. I wouldn't watch somebody else have sex, though. I would feel very, very awkward the whole time. So that wouldn't really work for me, actually. In the same room. Let's see, does it say in the same room? So I wouldn't be able to watch somebody in the same room, but I might watch somebody over a stream or something. If it wasn't in person, I would probably watch somebody have sex, but I don't think I could watch if I was in the same room with them. That being said, I wouldn't want any, if I did follow through on the fantasy of having somebody watch, I wouldn't want them to watch if they were on a stream. I would only want them to watch if they were in person, which seems kind of weird, except somehow that seems more comfortable to me. So anyway, number six, what sexy crush would you consider to be your strangest, naughtiest? Think good friend, teacher, boss, etc. is. This is so terrible. It's so terrible. There's this kid. I say kid because he's much younger than me, who worked with my younger brother at this coffee shop, and just think he's really attractive. But he's probably 15 years younger than me. He's of age. He's of age, but much, much too young for me to be thinking about dating or anything. Not to mention, he's completely involved and totally taken, but oh, he's really attractive. And I think he's very sexy too, so yeah. Number 7. Would you rather be with someone older, more experienced, or younger, less experienced? What has been your experience either way? I haven't really been with anybody that much older than me. Most of the people that I've been with since I was young have been around my age or a little bit younger. When I was young, I was with a guy who was a couple years older than me, and that's probably as old as I've gone higher than me. But I did one time have a fling with this guy who was 10 years younger than me. And it was all right. I met him gaming, and I had gone out to see him a couple of times. And I guess we had some kind of online long distance relationship or something for like 2 years. And it was great. Sex was really, really great. And ultimately, that didn't work out because I was definitely at a point in my life where I would need something out of a relationship that he couldn't possibly give. Not because he wasn't great, but because just his life experience wasn't a match for where I was at and what I needed in my life. So we separated amicably, and but we no longer talk, and it's been a long time since that was the case, or since I knew him. So now I think I would, if I got involved with somebody, I would want them to be around my age, I guess, maybe a little bit older. I guess I could go a little bit younger, but not, no more than maybe 5 or 6 years. I think it would be too much for me, age-wise, if I was going to be in a relationship with somebody. So, which I'm assuming that means relationship and not, yeah, it doesn't say sex, just sex. Anyway, I would have sex probably with somebody much younger than that, but that's a different thing. So anyway, 8, what's the longest you've had sex for at one time? And he had said in his message to me that I could take this however I wanted to. Like first touch to close back on or penetration only. It's basically a stamina question. So the longest that I've had sex for at one time, I would say it was probably a couple of hours, 2 or 3 hours. I have never been really one into kind of marathon. I like to take a nap or take a break. But I would be counting that from naked. I wouldn't start the sex counting, I guess, until probably around the time we were naked. So I would guess we were in bed for about 2-ish hours. And it was great. So, but I definitely needed to sleep after. Yeah, so that's all of these questions that I had been asked to answer, and I hope that they are all sufficient answers, and that John is, Mr. John's, John? John's, John's 27 is very happy with all of them. Thank you for listening, and I am out of here.